Until this last election, Decker was the most powerful lawmaker in Madison, a guy who frequently talked about the need to help working people, and who spoke with pride about his background as a bricklayer and union negotiator. But Decker lost his own Senate seat on November 2nd, an election he referenced during a brief speech on the Senate floor.
Now that the election has been held and the voters have spoken, I do not feel comfortable casting a vote in favor of these contracts.
Republican Governor Lex Scott Walker has asked lawmakers not to act on any contracts before he takes office, saying they could tie his hands once he's sworn in on January 3rd. Yesterday, it was Decker who gave Walker what he wanted.
Like it or not, state employees are going to have to negotiate 4 years of contract with a new governor. Before I came to the Senate, I negotiated contracts for bricklayers, and one of the worst things you can do is poke a stick in the eye of a new employer.
Decker proceeded to vote no on every union contract, leaving some Democrats visibly shocked. Speaking to reporters just outside the Senate chamber, veteran Democratic Senator Bob Jauch tore into his longtime colleague.
I've seen a lot of selfish things done in this legislature. I've never seen anything quite this selfish. And very frankly, he has to look at himself in the mirror, and I suspect that he'll have a hard time recognizing the person looking back.
Jauch says he didn't know what Decker's motives were. He speculated that Decker could be taking a hard line because he was mad at Democratic Governor Jim Doyle.
But I can only conclude that somehow there's 30 pounds of silver for his vote.
In a symbolic move, Senate Democrats stripped Decker of his majority leader title for the remainder of the year. Wisconsin State Employees Union Director Marty Beal had only one terse comment after the Senate vote.
Decker's a whore.
Decker's vote obscured the no vote of his Democratic colleague, Senator Jeff Plaley of South Milwaukee. Plaley's vote was less of a surprise. He lost a September primary to a more liberal candidate. Also obscured were the no votes of every Republican legislator. Republican Senator Scott Fitzgerald, who will become majority leader in January, said this was a first for him.
It's about process. It's about trying to force something through in the last couple weeks that I'm going to vote no. I'm going to vote no on every contract for the first time in my legislative career, and I think there's other members that feel the same way.
The only reason senators even had a chance to vote on the contracts was because unusual circumstances helped them pass the assembly first. Independent Jeff Wood, who is serving time for repeat drunk driving, was let out of jail and driven to Madison to cast the deciding votes in that chamber. Otherwise, the arguments over these no-raise contracts hit familiar themes. Abbotsford Assembly Republican Scott Souter said they would reward government workers while private workers struggle.
Our friends, our neighbors, who've lost their jobs in the private sector during the worst recession to hit our state since the Great Depression.
Wisconsin Rapids Democrat Marlon Schneider told Republicans that it was because of unions that state legislators have great health insurance and pensions.
That's why you enjoy those benefits. You don't like those benefits? Give them up!
As if yesterday wasn't strange enough, Democrats kept the extraordinary session open. That means there's still technically a chance they could come back to reconsider these deals before they lose power in a few weeks. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.